to marriage beyond the vows. If you're in Charlotte, call 1-877-995-7644. If you're in Philly, call 215-263-1039 and get in on the conversation. We're Praise.
And a very good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Marriage Beyond the Vows. I'm Tiffany Bacon here with Marcos Mercado, and we are talking about the things, or rather how your upbringing has impacted and influenced your marriage. And we appreciate your phone calls. We're going to get right back to you. If you are on the line waiting to be heard, just stay with us for a few more minutes. We are going to take your call. But we often get people who send us messages, ask questions, and ask for advice via email and Facebook. And we encourage you to do that as well. If for some reason you're unable to make that call throughout the week, you can always send us a message on our Facebook page, Marriage Beyond the Vows. You can search for that inside Facebook, and also to our email address. And how can people reach out to us via email, Marco?
Well, they can reach us. There are many, many ways. You can actually go to our website, praisephilly.com or praisecharlotte.com, and look for Marcos Mercado or Marriage Beyond the Vows and send us a message through there. Or if you prefer to actually just write the email directly, you can go to beyondvows@gmail.com, beyondvows@gmail.com. Also, like Tiffany mentioned, you can find us on Facebook. Just type in Marriage Beyond the Vows and press the like button, and you'll become our fans, our friends, and we'll love to hear from you. You know, last week we had a very hot topic, interesting conversation about adultery, and specifically about emotional adultery. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were going back and forth. There was some great, great discussion going on as a result. And then, you know, some callers started kind of calling in and going totally off topic. And one of our listeners went on Facebook and said, I think it's really crazy how so many callers called in with comments and questions that were off this topic. This goes to show how hard the devil is fighting against information getting out there about the largest killer of marriages. Adultery needs to be dealt with, and I appreciate you approaching it. Awesome. And then a few other people actually responded to that. They said, you're absolutely 100% correct. But I was also thinking about those things. Said, I know today and believe in my heart that I would never have done what I have, what I know now. There are so many clueless right now, people who are clueless to serve the Lord. You may view this as an excuse, but I stand here today naked and unashamed of my past, a new Christian in search. And then there's a little bit more here. It says, in search of a new heart and a relationship with my Father. And it goes on and talks about how this person is almost 40 and they've just are able now to be different and turn their life around because of their relationship with God. And then finally, it says, I was thinking about the same thing when I was listening to the show. It was a 2-hour show. Let's try to stay on topic. Mm-hmm. Not saying that off-topic issues brought up by callers should be ignored, but let's try to stay focused. Mm-hmm. So, friends, ladies, gentlemen, brothers, sisters listening out there, we really do want to encourage you so much to stay within the topic. Today, we're talking about how your influence, your upbringing has influenced your life today, your marriage, your fatherhood, your parenthood. How has that affected you? Whether it's a positive way, a negative way, we do want to hear from you. And we also want to go actually to a few more emails here. We actually like to pretty much take this second part, the beginning of our second part of our show here, the second segment, to focus on some of these emails that some of you sent. This one says, hi, Marcos. It's been long because I've been depressed and praying to God for a direction. My marriage is on the brink of separation. I truly need your help. My husband would not go back to our home pastor, for whatever reason, he can't tell me. I'm begging to meet with you if possible sometime next week. Please help me out. I want to do everything before I let go. Thank you. And so this person is just really asking for some kind of connection and some counseling there. And I encourage you, you know, leave me your information. I don't think I have any way to be able to connect you or with, you know, either myself or someone else to be able to get you there. I believe if you can leave some type of contact number, that will be great. And also, you can go to praisephilly.com and you can place your comments there and post it online as well. Okay, we have just a couple of more here. We have another one here that's actually asking from Praise in Charlotte. Do you have any resources that you could recommend for single women who are beginning relationship with guys? And number two, what are the positive and negatives for women asking men out on a date? You know, you actually here are asking for a totally different focus. So what we'll do for this person who posted it, Sonia, we want to encourage you. We thank you so much for sending in this information. We will address this in a future show. Specifically, we do want to have one on premarital counseling and some great advice that we'll be able to give you there and so many other singles who are actually listening consistently, hoping to one day have a great marriage themselves. And then finally, I want to read this one here. It says, hello, Pastor and Mr. and Mrs. Mercado, I am truly embarrassed about writing this email, but I am at a point where I need godly counsel. My husband and I have been married for 14 years and we have children together. But for the past year and a half, we've been on the verge of getting a divorce. He is unfaithful and he denies it. But I've been to the doctor. I have been faithful. I've been to the doctor and I've contracted a disease, a virus. He still refuses it. He's not changing. What do I do? You know, and my encouragement to you would be not only to hold on, because, you know, you signed on the bottom, just holding on, not just to hold on, but really think about your safety. Think about your children. You know, you're in getting involved with this man who is not admitting. But if you know you've been faithful and you're contracting this disease numerous times, according to this email, you need to make sure that you confront him and that you do not sleep with this man if you don't know who he's with. You know, I'm not encouraging women just to decide, okay, do not sleep with your husband. There is infidelity involved, and this is proof of it. You want to make sure that you're careful. You know, do not go back and sleep with this guy if he has been unfaithful. You don't have any idea what he's doing, who he's sleeping with, and then he brings it back, because you can really, this could cost you your life, and then you're not going to be able to be there for your children. So I do want to encourage you, not just hold on, but hold on steadfast. Hopefully there are some people in your life that you can go to and get some great godly counsel as well as how to move forward. It sounds like your husband needs an intervention. He needs someone to look at him in the face and challenge him and say, look, get real, get honest. What in the world are you doing here? You're hurting your wife and you're hurting your family. And we thank you so much. We want to say thank you so much for everyone who has sent emails. I know sometimes we're not able to address all of them on the air, but we do want to encourage you, especially if they're on topic. We want to address those issues, and we thank you so much for all that. We're going to go ahead and go right back to our phone lines, and I believe we have Marty from West Oak Lane in Philadelphia. Good morning, Marty. You're live on the air with Praise.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great.
I'm doing great. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
You're welcome, and all the fathers listening. I was calling in because I wanted to comment. I listened to a couple of the comments, and, you know, it rings true, I guess, for so many people when you don't have your father around or you have some sort of bad situation. But my situation is like double fold. My father and my mother got divorced when I was maybe like about 8. So, you know, my mom, she was cool. She never really had, you know, boyfriends around us. She never had people that was like, you know, trying to be our dad, or she never got remarried either. So it was just like, you know, she met a couple people, but it was like, that was it. You know, she never interacted in our lives. And I appreciate that, because you didn't have the, oh, this is Uncle so-and-so and Uncle so-and-so and Mr. so-and-so. You know, we always went to church, so that helped a lot with the fact that you met a lot of men in church, the deacons or, you know, the trustees who were in church that was kind of cool. And they, you know, kind of sort of took a father role sometimes to you. The pastor, you know, always had things for the kids to do, so it was cool. But when I got married, my father had, my husband had kind of sort of a worse situation than me. His mother and father was abusive to, I guess his father was abusive to his mother, which ended up them being abusive to everybody in the whole family. It's like 8 of them, and they're all right now, some of them speak to each other, some of them don't. But he was really abusive to the point that he ended up killing his mother. So you got a really triple situation. So his upbringing of what he had and my upbringing of what I had, then we end up having kids. So I went the positive way, where forget that, I'm not going to let that interact with my children's lives and let them, you know, hear the stress and drama that I went through. I'm not going to cause them to be miserable and be bitter and be hateful. It is what it is. Sometimes, you know, it is what it is. You just deal with it and you just move on. I'm a move on type person. He's not. So, you you know, he want to harp on the past. So I guess it's kind of sort of a question, too. Like, how long do we supposed to harp on things forever and never and ever? I heard your wife say, you know, that you need to, sometimes people are hanging on to those things. But how long? We've been married 20 years. How long do you wait around for the person to keep hanging on to whatever they're going through? Like, you can go, sure. It's like for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
So now we're 20 years deep, you know, in this marriage, and I'm ready to get a divorce because I can't take any more of him causing everybody to be miserable because he was miserable, but I was miserable too. But you got to move on.
Sure. And the question, Marty, would be, you know, it depends what it is, you know, depending on what it is. If you're talking about something that it's like infidelity or something where you're going to, you know, be in harm's way or something, then no, enough is enough. There's some things that if you don't change, there are going to be consequences. If you're talking about something really trivial, well, I'm not saying you are, but if there's something like, oh, you know, this man just won't help around the house.
We're talking about a situation where now his father was abusive. Now I think that he think he's supposed to be, and not physically put his hands on me, but, you know, constantly want to yell and scream and everybody in the whole house and, you know, want to be hyped about every single thing because I guess it was hyped in his house all the time. And then when I'm like, you know, why do you have to yell and why do you have to scream all the time and why are you acting so crazy? You know, what is the problem? Why can't you just sit up and talk to people? You know, because I'm, you know, what do you say? What's the word he always use? You know, I'm on the verge. I'm on the edge. I'm on whatever.
Okay.
And how long are you going to be on the edge?
Okay.
You can't
20 years, right?
Like that because somebody did something to you 14, 15 years ago.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Marty. Have you and your husband, have you been to counseling at all?
I tried to do counseling. That was my next thing. I tried to talk to him and go to counseling at my church, and he refused it. He said, I'm not going to any counseling. I don't need to go. We could, you know, I could deal with this. You're not dealing with this.
Yeah. Well, you know what I do want to encourage you, Marty, and it's kind of difficult for us to address this in a very deep way on the air right now. But what seems to me, it seems that there's a huge, serious issue he has when he's saying he's on the verge, he's about to explode. I mean, that's very dangerous. You have no idea what can happen next. It's like a ticking time bomb. And I want to encourage you, first of all, make sure you get all the help you can get. I mean, you can't make him get it, but you could also draw some boundaries and some lines and think, look, if you continually do this and you're abusive, I mean, there's no way we can stay together under the same roof. And I'm not talking about divorce. I'm talking about perhaps even separation for a while so that he can see how much harm and pain he's causing you and your family. And then, prayerfully, he'll be put kind of against the corner where he'll have to go get help if he wants to reconcile. So my encouragement to you is really, you say you go to church, get some godly counsel. I mean, feel free to email us as well, and we can give you some great direction and some resources for your situation. But it sounds like you have to get to a point where you do say enough is enough.
Well, you know? It is, and I left. And I'm done.
Oh, you have
to
left.
Me, okay. I know that I say I'm done, and everybody's like, well, you know, y'all been married for a long time, blah, 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 and I understand it, but you don't have to live the life I'm living. And it's not that I'm saying nobody's getting beat up and we're all outside and I got our shoes off, but I'm a strong person, and because I am that person, and I guess in his family, they weren't strong, it's like, oh, I'm a constant challenge to him. Well, forget that. You know, I got my own life, too, and I got these kids to worry about, and I'm not going to let my son watch you make a crazy person like yourself because he doesn't need that. He loves you. He wants to be around you, and I don't want him having that bad result of you like you have. Your father is not fair to him, and it's not fair to himself.
Absolutely.
And I know it's because of a situation he can't control, but I have to control it because I don't know what else to do, so I left.
Yes.
You know, and now he's sad, and now, you know, my son's sad, and now it's a triple thing. Because my son's miserable, you know, why can't my dad come back?
Well, let me share this one.
What am I supposed to do? I have to think about you in the long run, and what I don't want you to do. You're going to meet, or you're going to be a teenager, you're going to be a boyfriend, you're
Absolutely.
Going to be a father one day, and I don't want that to be the same thing for my son.
Well,
I don't want that.
Marty, what I want to encourage you finally here, because we do need to move on, and again, we can't go totally in depth into the situation. But now that you've made that decision and you did leave, my encouragement to you is if he wants to reconcile, or even your children are saying, go ahead and get reconciled, say, okay, as long as we sit together with someone and get help. And so you now can kind of set those terms and saying, look, it's not that I won't take you back, but we got to sit down and talk first. And hopefully there he's able to really get exposed and see how much harm he is doing. So we thank you so much. And we pray that you're able to reconcile this situation.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye.
All right. Let's go over to Michael, who is calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Well, we're doing great.
Fine. Thank you.
First, we want to give honor unto God because he's the head and he is the father of my life. So I thank God for that. I listen to this radio station periodically, which is it's really good. It really helps out a lot to different people. Today's subject is about the fathers. Now, I didn't grow up with my father, but my mother was my mother and father. I had a grandmother, which she was a praying grandmother, so I thank God for that. And then when you have people in your life, they can't really take women, cannot take them the place of a father, but they give you the nourishment that you really need. Mm-hmm. If you have a praying mother or somebody that constantly praying with you, that, for me, that helped me out because I had a heavenly father. That took the place of my natural father. So when I had a heavenly father, my mother never talked about to her children that your father wasn't this, your father wasn't that, because you have a heavenly father that mm-hmm. will do all things for you but fail.
That's true.
I thank God for me.
Okay.
I'm 55 years old now. I have my own children. I'm married. My wife had two boys. They're my sons also. I've raised one of my grandchildren, which is one of my son's children. Mm-hmm. And like I tell him that you have to be, it's not the thing of giving your children money and buying them this or that. When, as a parent, you have to nurture a child, spend time. Time is the most important thing with any child. Money you can get here and there, but the time when you spend with your child, that's the best thing that you can give them because then they know you, you know them. You nurture them and the path that they're supposed to go down in the righteous path. Because you can have parents that will, they're just parents. They're not God-given parents. There's structures that you're supposed to give to your children. You have to have, that's not the place you've been raised up. You have to have a foundation where your kids can come back to you and say, you've done the best that you have done, what you was working with at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank God for me, what God has given me.
Okay.
It's that we can't get hooked up on the fathers.
Absolutely.
Whoever is giving you the right direction in life, whether it be man, woman, or gorilla, who God can put in your path. As long as they're getting you the right direction, you're going to be a functional person in this society. It's mm-hmm. going to give you words of encouragement and let you know that God is who he is. He makes no mistakes.
Yes, that's right. And Michael, we do want to thank you so much for those comments and you know, that insight there in terms of how you had God in your life and has made all the difference in your parenting and even in helping bring and raise your grandchildren. So we thank you so much, Michael. We hope and pray you have a great and blessed day and happy Father's Day to you.
And same to you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Awesome. Let's take a trip down to the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia where Charles is waiting to be heard. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning, Tiffany. God bless you this morning.
All right. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Charles.
Hi, Charles.
I want to give a shout out, first of all, then I have a comment, to my foster father. His name is Doris. Oh, his name's Doris.
Okay.
His name is Elwood.
Okay.
Elwood Williams. And his wife, his lovely wife, Doris. They took me in when I was 11 years old,
mm-hmm.
and they raised me. They taught me all about the Lord. They disciplined me when I needed it, but they did it in love.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to shout out to him and wish him a happy Father's Day. Now, I say that to say that he taught me how to love my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do get married, I'm not married yet, but I'm believing God for a wife. I'm standing on the second chapter of Genesis 18 verses says,
okay.
It is not good for the man to be alone. So
not good.
I'm believing God for a wife. Marcos.
Yes, Charles.
I wish you happy Father's Day, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. Welcome. And I'm believing God that one day I'll be a father, and I'll raise my kids the way God wants me to.
All right. That sounds awesome.
We believe it.
Yes, and Tiffany, I want to let you know it's been 38 days since I had a cigarette.
Oh, okay. Well, good. You
Praise
are pushing
God.
Past
and,
that.
And I just gave my cigarettes to God. I said, God, I know you don't want me to smoke. Mm-hmm. I know my body's the temple of your Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That's true.
So here you go. So
awesome.
I put the cigarettes at the foot of the cross, and I haven't smoked since.
Well, I hope from the previous show, my previous guest, I hope he heard that and can remain encouraged on
yes,
his
yes, I hope
journey
he hears
to quitting.
That too.
Oh, well,
awesome.
We congratulate you, Charles, and we do believe that
you're
making those
thank
changes.
You. And I'm believing God every day for continued strength to walk in victory over cigarettes.
Amen. Awesome. Amen, Charles.
So,
well, you have a great day. Great blessed day.
All right. Thanks a lot, Charles. Have a great one. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right. Now.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye,
Israel.
Mark.
Take care.
All right. So you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise, your inspiration station. We welcome your phone calls. We have several people on the line, and we're going to get to you your comments about our topic today. How has your upbringing impacted and influenced your marriage today? Give us a call, 215-263-1039 or 1-877-995-7644. Stay tuned, and the next section of Marriage Beyond the Vows will come up in just a few. We want to get another phone call in, though, before we take a break. Let's go to Jackie in West Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Praise God. How's everybody doing?
Doing fine.
We're doing great,
thank
Jackie.
You.
Good. I just wanted to say that I had two dads.
Okay.
Okay, God bless me. I met my biological father when I was 14, but my mother had a man that stepped up to the plate when I was 10, and I mean, he was just so awesome. As a matter of fact, my real father passed away in 1978, and he passed away in 2002. And I just wanted to say this Father's Day tribute. I don't want to hold you up long, but I just want to say that God gave me this, and I want all children to be encouraged, whether your fathers are here or whether they're gone. Just keep remembering that God knows what's best. Mm-hmm. And it says a Father's Day tribute. Fathers come in all shapes and sizes. God gave fathers to all children to lead and guide us. Children, be happy that God is so awesome and wise. He is our ultimate Father who sits on high. God knew that man needed a mate in order to procreate. Some children say dad and some say father, whichever the case may be. All men matter. Sometimes in life we have men to step up to the plate to be our father or dad, for goodness sakes. Some fathers or dads have passed, but we honor them too. Because their love, we are here, and their love still lasts for us to do what we do. And to the fathers or dads, whichever you prefer to say, we love you each and every day. No matter what, when children were born, either a boy or a girl, it took a man to help get you into this world. So stay in the day and recognize all fathers and dads, and be very glad to say that this day was set aside for them, was done with pride. Thank you, Jesus, we're alive. So thank you, fathers and dads, for all the things you do. But most of all, thank you, God, for having the insight that we as children needed earthly dads and fathers too.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That sounds like a really encouraging tribute to all the fathers. So we do want to thank Jackie. Jackie, thank you so much for sharing
Tiffany,
that.
Yes.
I happen to find out that you know my cousin Tanya Stewart and her mother.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
yes
I do.
Ma'am.
We go back a ways.
Mm-hmm. All right. God bless. But you take care and be blessed this afternoon. I wish I could be there, but they got the right person that's going to be there from 2 to 4.
All right. Thank you so much.
All
we
right.
appreciate
thank you,
that.
Brother Marcus. Take care now.
Thank right. you, Jackie. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know, before we go to our break, Tiffany, I do want to mention here that as we're talking about encouraging the men in our lives, the different father figures, or sometimes could be women in your lives that really made that impact that now you're able to have a great marriage or be a great parent as a result. One of the things one of our callers mentioned earlier, they said, you know, the best thing you can give a child is spend time with them. Mm-hmm. And actually, I used to think that, but there are many experts, including Gary Chapman, who's the author of The Five Love Languages. He also wrote, you know, a bunch of other books that continue that theme, The Five Love Languages for teenagers and for children. The one for children, it's pretty amazing. And I want to encourage parents, if you really do want to kind of get some type of resource to be a better father, a better parent, when you read this, you realize that he breaks down the five love languages, but he says, you know, children actually need all five. Mm. Like they don't only need to spend time. They do need affirmation, So they need words of encouragement. They do need gifts. I mean, there's something, it doesn't have to be something expensive, but just the fact that you bring them something. Every time I go on a trip and I'm away for a couple of days, I bring back something to my children just so they know I was thinking about them. Mm-hmm. And it could be something simple, you know, $1, $2 worth. But for them, it's like, wow, you know, you came back, you thought about me. So there are different things that children need. And in this, you know, according to Gary Chapman and a lot of the research that has been done, is that children, because they're growing, they need so many different things at the same time to be nurtured and to be encouraged and to be able to grow to be great men and women of God.
Awesome. And with that, we're going to take a brief pause and we're going to return with our final segment here on Marriage Beyond the Vows right after this. And welcome back to the final segment of Marriage Beyond the Vows on this Father's Day weekend. And definitely enjoying your phone calls. Please, we just encourage everybody to stay on topic. We are talking about how has your upbringing impacted your marriage today. Please try to refrain from shout outs at this point or other celebrations of fathers in your life. Other than getting into our topic for discussion. We only have a few more minutes left in the program, and we definitely want to have everyone heard, and we do appreciate your phone calls. Reach out to us, 215-263-1039 or 1-877-995-7644. Marcos, we're going to go to Dennis, who's calling in from Southwest Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, my name is Dennis. I'm calling to comment on the topic of how has your father affected you in your life? My father was not, he was there in the beginning, and then he left. So my mom basically raised us from six years old until adulthood. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't been a great upbringing, but we're here, and we're blessed, and we have Christ. I think that my comment wanted to go into the direction of our evolution as people. We are in a time where it's a recession, and it's a lot of us as Christians are accepting not only God's protection, but his anointing as well. Mm-hmm. I know at one point, the system and everything, you know, what we comment on, how we identify with our hurts in the past has directed us to separating. And today we are willing to be men and accept manhood and our families. I'm newly married as well for 4 months now. So it's not an easy task, but with Christ, not only just his protection, his safety, his grace and his mercy and his power is what I pray for. And a lot of times we don't know find these answers in life, but with him, all things are possible.
Absolutely. And Dennis, we do want to say, first of all, we want to say congratulations on your recent marriage. And let me ask you a question. What would you say is the most important example a father can set?
The most example a father can set, to me, would be his image of a man. Everything he does as a man. Today, nowadays, you know, you see men choosing men, women choosing women. Manhood, to me, something that I haven't learned from my father, because he left. I always know how to leave, run, but also staying and dealing with these issues in life with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that. It's not, like, we don't know the answer. Everything doesn't come as an answer to you right away.
Sure.
And I sometimes, you know, you watch some shows, and I took the kids to see the new movie, Karate Kid.
Okay.
And during the training process, he told, you know, Will Smith's son, you can't see because you're looking with your eyes.
Okay. Well, don't tell us the whole movie for all our listeners who haven't seen it. But that's good. That's really good stuff. And you know what? It sounds like the most important thing, what you're saying, is for a father to, as an example, is to be a man and to set that example.
And it's not easy, though. It's like we also have to deal with the issues as well as what we came up under and what we're going through as well. So we also need to use training and go to therapies and can, you know, what you're doing now is very helpful. I love this radio station. And, you know, just things like that so that we can learn as well in our development towards the greater good.
Great. Well, Dennis, we thank you so much, and we hope and pray that you have a blessed, happy Father's Day weekend. Thank you so much.
Happy Father's Day to all the fathers and mothers out there.
All right.
Thank you. We all thank you.
Awesome. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. Let's go to Jeanette, who's calling in from Northeast Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning. My name is Jeanette Hudgens, and I'm calling in.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but whatever that is in the background, I believe it's your radio. If you could turn that down, please, because it's really feeding back. Thank you. We really appreciate that.
Okay.
All right, Jeanette. All right. What's your comment?
Good morning. Happy Father's Day, all fathers.
Yes.
And I'm calling in to comment on fathers and mothers as far as our upbringing. I had a father that was not an example of a father,
mm-hmm.
but thanks be to God that I had a grandfather was the best father he could be in this world. I had uncles that were examples of a father, but growing up, up until now, God had a purpose for my life. My father was my father.
Mm-hmm.
And before I was formed in the womb, he said, I knew you. He knew I would be born to Henry Ennis Jr. and Shirley Morgan. Although my parents was not married, I did not know how to truly be a parent mm-hmm. until I gave my life unto the Lord. And the Lord says, you have many teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But you have one Father who is in heaven. And when I look back over my life through the hard, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifference, and all that, God had a purpose for my life. And I definitely want to say happy Daddy's Day.
Daddy's Day, I like that.
Because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, and I went by things that my earthly father had said to me, I don't know where I would be.
But
it made me a stronger person, although he was abusive as far as words and physically, not sexually, but, you know, just beating you and stuff like that. But it made me a stronger person. It made me say I will never be what he said I'm going to be.
That's really good. And Jeanette, you know, something very interesting that you've mentioned, I heard this, and I don't even know where the origination or the actual source that it came from, but I've never forget this saying is that, and it's this, you know, this saying here where you're either going to be more like your heavenly father
mm-hmm.
or more like your earthly father.
Yeah.
You have to decide. And it sounds like not just yourself, but so many other callers have said, you know what, because of their relationship with God, now they could be different. They can have, they can be in a marriage that's functional. They can be a parent that it's actually an example, but it's only because of God. And we're right.
Yes.
I mean, because of his grace, his example. I mean, because Jesus set that example that of perfection that we can actually walk in his steps. So.
Yes, and the main thing is love. And I have a wonderful husband, a man that treat me just like Christ would.
Mm. Oh, that's great.
You know, just like Christ would. You know, he looks out for all aspects
mm-hmm.
of my well-being. And that's the same way Christ would. Me and my husband, we was out there in the world together, and, you know, I'm blessed. We'll be married 20 years in August, and that's my friend.
There you go.
That's my friend. I don't believe a marriage should end up in divorce and hatred towards one another if you're in Christ.
Absolutely, absolutely, Jeanette. And we thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your life with us and that encouragement as well.
All right, you're
God
welcome, man. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much.
Have an awesome weekend. Bye-bye. Let's go to Vernice, who is calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Vernice. You're live on the air.
Good morning. I like to give my comment on the topic today about fathers. First, I'd like to say Happy Father's Day to Marcus.
Thank you.
And good morning to you.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to say about my father. My father, I have to say, he's a man among men. He's a father among fathers. As he grew up, just to say this first, my father right now and my mom are still married for 71 years.
Hmm.
And they're
praise
still
God.
Together. He brought us up in a home of prayer and love. Yeah. He fed us. He kept us covered with a roof over our head. He had six children. We had tragedies, times, and, you know, ups and downs. But my father always, I remember many times seeing my father on his knees praying, and he would always call the family into prayer. We had a particular day, it was on Tuesday evenings, he would come home from work, and he would always come in and have the family to come into prayer, so much so that the neighborhood was even coming into prayer. And on Thanksgiving days and those holidays, he will always have a feast spread out in the house, and that the neighborhood will come in, and friends from far and near will come, that Mr. Collins was always feeding somebody, always opening up his doors and nurturing someone and always guiding them and pointing them to Christ and telling them that, don't always remember, son, that keep God in your life. He said, you may not have what you have, what you need and what you desire, but God will always be your provider. And he always kept us together. He always guided us in the way of Christ. I have to say, my father was just a man that even showed us love and taught us to love one another, that we shouldn't be fighting as we brothers and sisters growing up. We had disagreements. He said, but there's going to be no fighting in here. It's going to be love. Because God is love himself.
Yes. Bernice, I just wanted to mention to you here, it sounds like obviously he was a great man. And you said 71 years of marriage or something like that?
Strokes. But he said in spite of all that, he said, I had my family in front of me and my wife. He said, but the head of my house.
Bernice is feeling it this morning.
She's feeling this. The spirit's moving.
And with God, I know that I can do all things but fail.
Okay.
And that's what he put in us, all six of us, that with Christ we could do all things but fail.
All right. Well, Bernice, you know, we're sorry to have to cut you a little short there, but we do want to just continue on and stay on topic here. What we do want to say, though, it's definitely our hats and our hearts go out to all the fathers, especially when they can be such an example like that. And Bernice, is obvious that you're passionate about your father and the relationship that you've had with him.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Bernice.
So. Thank you so much for your phone call.
For all those that didn't have a strong father in their lives, that God was their covering.
Right.
And I just want to say thank you for giving me this opportunity to say what I had to say.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bernice. You take
blessed
care.
Blessed day and a blessed weekend and a blessed Father's Day.
All right. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Great. I think now we have, we're going to go straight to some other calls here. We have Laverne in Southwest Philadelphia. Good morning. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning. This is Laverne.
Hi, Laverne. And what is your question or comment for us today?
It's mostly a comment. I just want to say happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you.
And happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are listening, and especially to my king, my sweetie, Steve.
Steve. Okay.
I have four children. Steve came into my life. I had three girls, and he just took over. He was their dad. You know, he never pushed himself to be their dad, you know, but he played the role. And now my daughters are, two that he raised are 20 and 17, and I just want to thank God for him.
Well, sounds great. Well,
you know, there were a time when I listened to my friends, and I asked for divorce, and I wanted to leave them. And, you know, today I'm saved, and I thank God that, you know, he didn't listen to me. He loved me through it all. He loved me enough, you know, to see me through my rough times. He loved me enough to see my daughters grow to be, you know, beautiful young ladies. And now we have a son, and I love the man he is to our son.
But great.
And I want to tell him thank you for being in my life.
All right.
And I want to marry you again.
All right, Laverne. It sounds like
I want to marry my sweetheart, because when I married you, I married you because I just wanted to be married. But now I want to marry the man I love and my sweetheart.
All right. So it sounds like we have I don't know if that's you're proposing or. But we're so encouraged for you, and it sounds like Steve is a great man. So God bless you to him and to him as, to you and to him. Thank you so much.
All right, have an awesome, awesome weekend.
You know something? Can I say something else?
Sure.
I want to tell these men out here: when you stand up in the church and you call yourself Godfathers, mm-hmm. think about what you're doing. Because you're not just standing there for the moment. You're saying, if your dad isn't there, I'm going to be your dad. And I had one of those. He passed away a year ago, and I miss him so much today. Mm-hmm. My godfather was heaven sent. And I acknowledge, I want to tell men today, when you stand up with babies at the altar and say, I'm going to be your godfather, remember the end of that word mm-hmm. is father. If you're not ready to be the father to that child, don't do it.
Okay. All right. Well, Laverne, well, thank you so much for that great advice as well. And we hope you have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Have a great day. We have Eulyn. Eulyn calling in from Germantown. Good morning. You're live on the air.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
All right. Well, that's good. What's your comment or question?
I'm just calling for to see what you can do to encourage me, because I've been a problem.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes. You're live on the air.
Okay.
What would you like to, if possible, you know, briefly, just kind of concise yes. it, what it is that we can help you with?
Yes, I'd just like for you to help to encourage me, and by the loving kindness of God. And I just have this small problem at home, having problem with my husband.
Okay.
Okay, because I've been working, you know, for a long time, and since I've been working for a few months now, and I did not get my pay. And one morning, he get up, and he just asked for the money to pay the bills, and I did not have it. And all he did, he used some very nasty word. And then he slapped me in the face.
Okay.
And then, you know, I had to end up calling the police, and then I ended up going to court.
Mm.
But he is now on probation. He's out of the house now.
Okay. Mm. Okay, and what is the encouragement that you need, like just to persevere through this difficulty?
Well, I don't get that. I work. So he does, because he's near retiring from work now.
Okay.
So all I do is just like for, you know, a good encouragement. And, you know, I did want to know if I should leave the house or find somewhere else or leave him here or let him go. I don't know which one directly, because this is the first time I ever been married.
Okay, so maybe you can clarify a little bit. After he was arrested for hitting you, was that correct?
No, he did not directly get arrested, because when the police come to the house, he was already gone.
Okay, he was gone, and then you said he was.
But I end up taking him to court.
Okay, you took him to court, and then is he at the house now? Are you together now?
No, he's out of the house, I'd say going to for a week now.
Oh, okay, it's been a week. Okay, and you're wondering if you should take him back or not take him back?
Well, you know, I did not have anything against him, you know. It's just because of the lately attitudes I see, which he's picking up, and I'm not involving in those type of attitude mm-hmm. or say the style which he's picking up.
Okay. Okay. Well, what I would encourage you in this situation, Eulyn, is, you know, get some counseling before you do anything else. Is he open to that? Is he open?
Yes, he is on that warning now.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And you know, if you do want some encouragement, we can encourage you with the scriptures. In Jeremiah 29, it actually talks about that God's plans. It says, plans to prosper. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And meaning that, you know, God is always looking for us to be in a great situation, not to be hurt, not to be abused physically or emotionally or any other way. And so really, we do pray, Eulyn, that you really look to God's guidance during this time, and we hope and pray that you find some godly advice.
Okay.
If we can help in any way, please email us or contact us at the station. You can contact us at praisephilly.com or praisecharlotte.com and look for Marriage Beyond the Vows and send us a message.
Okay.
Thank you.
God
Thank you so much.
You.
God
Thank
bless you, too. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, believe it or not, we're at the close of yet another edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. It's been a very interesting show. A lot of people who want to give big shout outs to their father, the father figure.
Think someone proposed. I mean,
right?
A woman proposing back to her husband. I don't know if they were already married and they wanted to renew their vows, but it sounded like she was just really grateful for her husband and the father that he's been to her daughters. Mm-hmm. I want to also personally take this opportunity to give a shout out and just say my dad's name is Jesus. I want to say thank you so much to my dad and just the great dad that he is and has been. He is actually 72 years old today.
Right.
It's his birthday. And also to my spiritual dad, Michael Patterson, down in Atlanta, Georgia. He's been in my life since I was a teenager, over 20 years ago. I'm really grateful for everything, all the guidance and really the friendship that we have. I tell him he's my mentor for life.
That's awesome.
So it's great. And again, to all the fathers, especially the men who are striving to be spiritual fathers, spiritual men of conviction, men of righteousness, we really do want to give you a shout out. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
We hope and pray you have a blessed weekend and continue to listen. We'll be back here next week on Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Yes, we want to give big thanks to our producer, Kyle, for always doing a good job. And down in Charlotte, Big Mike. Thank you for being the producer down there. Sorry if we've neglected you all this time, but
Big Mike,
let's
give a shout out for Big Mike.
Definitely deserves a shout out for doing his thing in Charlotte. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive Father's Day weekend. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.